I recently read Reggie Fils-Aimé's book, Disrupting the Game. Well, technically, it was a book on tape, but that doesn't matter. And in it, Reggie uses a phrase to describe the designing process of the Nintendo Switch, and that was Blue Ocean. And admittedly, that one kind of struck me as odd because, you know, I dropped out of college, I didn't really go to business school, and in gaming, we have our own terms and vocabulary, but Blue Ocean isn't really something I was familiar with, so that led me to do a little bit more research, and I found another book called The Blue Ocean Strategy, where in it, they describe blue oceans as wide open spaces in business that aren't overcrowded by the competition, who are all competing for the very same business. Or in the case of Nintendo, when Nintendo was designing the Nintendo Switch, the traditional console space that PlayStation and Xbox were competing in alongside the Nintendo Wii U was competitive and oversaturated. So much so that it was very difficult for a third player to compete in this red ocean, or as suggested by the Blue Ocean strategy, it's better to leave the crowded red ocean space to find some new open blue ocean waters where Nintendo can be free to sail at their leisure. And to Nintendo's credit, I mean, they did just that. The company left traditional console hardware behind them and created a brand new market space with a hybrid console for gamers with the Nintendo Switch. They discovered a market of gamers who wanted both a handheld and traditional console gameplay experience, sacrificing tradition, teraflops, and processing power for convenience and playability. And when you look at the numbers, I mean, it's clear. Nintendo's Blue Ocean strategy definitely paid off. The Nintendo Switch has sold over 120 million units, surpassing the Game Boy, the Nintendo Wii, the Nintendo Entertainment System, the Super Nintendo, and of course, the Nintendo GameCube. In fact, Nintendo has sold 100 million more units this generation than they did in the previous console generation with the Wii U. However, as the book continues to explain, with any successful Blue Ocean strategy, once you discover new uncharted waters, it is only a matter of time until your competition takes notice and begins to crowd your new open waters. And in the case of Nintendo, we are 100% seeing that happen right now. Valve has been making waves in Nintendo's Blue Oceans with their portable handheld, the Steam Deck. The Republic of Gamers have released their own portable gaming handheld whose specs are designed to dwarf the Nintendo Switch. Logitech released their cloud-enabled G-Cloud gaming handheld. And later this year, Sony will be releasing a brand new gaming handheld of its own that is designed to complement their successful PlayStation 5. So take a second to absorb that in. Nintendo left an overcrowded market of traditional console gaming where they were struggling to compete. They set out and defined their very own market where they could quote unquote thrive. However, now that Nintendo has discovered a brand new ocean of opportunity filled with great success, it is quickly becoming crowded with competitors, some of whom Nintendo were purposely trying to avoid when they left for bluer waters. And when you begin to think about Nintendo's next moves or their next gen console, you can't help but wonder, will Nintendo stay the course? Or will they again set out to find bluer oceans to call home? Like, obviously, the Nintendo Switch has been a huge success, and Nintendo could easily release the Switch 2 and still remain the top dog for many years to come. And what makes this all extremely interesting is just this week, we found out that Nintendo has begun to send out dev kits for their next-gen console, which will reportedly have increased storage for higher fidelity games, a cartridge slot for physical media, an LCD screen instead of an OLED in hopes of lowering the overall cost of the console, and of course the current speculation is that Nintendo has a target launch window of the second half of 2024. And realistically, I mean, that all makes sense to me. And if I were a betting man, I would definitely say that we are going to see Nintendo stay the current course for like the next one or two generations of gaming. Whatever Nintendo's next gen console will be, it will likely still have Switch-like features, or at least just improve on the experience that the Switch has. But there is absolutely no timeline where I see Nintendo looking at the success of the Switch and looking back at that and being like, well, that was fun. Should we go back to consoles? That being said, Nintendo has always Nintendo'd. Like, when the entire industry zigs, Nintendo zags. And I think going into this next console, like, yeah, we're hearing leaks of specifications and, like, launch dates, but really the only thing that's a safe bet is Nintendo is going to do their own thing. And more than likely, they are going to make a killing at it. Taking this back like full circle, even if Nintendo were looking at other blue oceans right now to explore, I mean, the only ones that kind of make sense to me are a subscription-based model or potentially just double downing on cloud. Like if Nintendo were to allow Nintendo IP or older Nintendo games, maybe like 3 to 5 years old, to appear on a new Nintendo Game Pass style service that could be streamed to televisions, smartphones, tablets, laptops, Chromebooks, or even your computer, like that is a market that Nintendo isn't even going after, but it's one that they would make a huge impact in. Nintendo is a massive content house, and when it comes to a subscription-like service, Nintendo would have a similar impact as big as Disney Plus did when it arrived to compete against Netflix. Just like I go to Disney Plus for every piece of Star Wars content, I would go to this Nintendo service on a daily just to play some of those classic nostalgia-driven games that I grew up with. But again, that is just the opinion of some dude sitting in his garage talking about video games and something that I've been thinking about for quite some while now. But let me know your thoughts. The Nerf Gaming Hotline is obviously open all week long. Go ahead, link is in the description. Click it, give us a call free of charge, and please let me know your opinions. I cannot wait to hear your thoughts on today's story or any of the stories from this week.